Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on. Tons to get to. I just checked the clock. We don't have time for a song at the beginning here, so let's get into some issues.
Yes, we do. We have plenty of time.
Wow, I don't think you said anything for a whole hour. Now suddenly you're jumping right in, huh?
Well, this is important. Play it.
Really?
Play it.
So what? Yeah. So what if I don't play it? By the way, what if I? What if I don't?
I get really, really, really upset with you.
How's it different than how you treat me every day?
I guess it's not, but really, you know even more so. Yeah. Yeah.
It gets worse than this?
Oh, it does. Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Wow. By the way, nice picks of you and the boy. So he selected a college, huh?
He did. He did.
That's awfully nice. Now, so does he get an athletic scholarship or what happened?
No, he got a merit scholarship.
He's squatting 1,000,000 pounds. He doesn't get an athletic scholarship for that?
I know. Well, the college he wants to go to, they don't have powerlifting.
What?
But yeah. But this is what he wants. This is what
now
he
what
wants.
Is a merit scholarship? Is that academic?
Yes. And also
so he's
about
smart
your
and strong?
Your you know volunteerism and the organizations you belong to and you know just the things that you've done basically in your high school career.
Oh my goodness. Wow, how perfect is this kid?
I'm telling you. He takes after his mummy.
You know, I wasn't gonna go there to be honest with you. In spite of, he's still a great, great, great person.
Oh, thank you.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
So annoying on Wednesdays, to be honest.
Really?
I apologize to all of you who hate Bon Jovi, which is almost everybody.
Hey.
What?
I sent you a message to read that while we're dancing to the song. You're not throwing up in your mouth.
Not on my feet.
Yeah, I heard you.
You don't know.
That is
true. Now, we're moving the video stream to Rumble. Going to do that starting next Monday. And it'll be exclusively on Rumble. If you watch this show, go to joepags.com, click on the live video stream. It's still going to take you there. Just click on Watch Now. And it'll just be a different place. But I'm told... And I met the boss over at Rumble, Chris, at Mar-a-Lago. You were at Mar-a-Lago last week, right?
No, I wasn't, and you know I wasn't.
Wow, I could have sworn you were invited. You were invited, but you couldn't make it?
I'm assuming my invitation got lost in the mail. That happens sometimes. So what? I know. I'll be there next time, I'm sure.
I talked to the people who actually were running the invitations, because there's an invitation department or something.
Oh, did you? And the invitation department.
Yeah, exactly. I said, why isn't Carrie here? They said, well, we heard about the wine.
No, stop.
We were afraid.
I was going to fall in the pool. Yeah.
Had to fish her out of the pool. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Now, again, congratulations to your kid. That's awfully nice.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, now we know about this Corinne. Are we saying Corinne or Corinne?
Jean-Pierre. I was saying Corinne, I think. But
it's K-A-R-I-N-E. Probably is Corinne.
That's what I thought.
And then Jean-Pierre, is she Haitian in ancestry?
That I do not know.
It would almost seem as though she would be with that name. I grew up in, as you know, South Florida. What? A lot of Haitians in the community there. Mm-hmm. Big Haitian community. Little Haiti is there. So I wonder. I don't know. And I did not know that. Carrie, should I have known this? Hmm. That she's gay and like has a wife or a girlfriend or something?
Yeah, you probably should have.
Is that something I was supposed to know?
Yeah.
Because I remember when Saki was out, I think for the second time with coronavirus, because she was vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
This person would step in. I was like, oh, look at that. There's somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she would say the same stupid crap that Saki said, but I never thought twice about it. I never thought to myself, I really want to know who she's going to sleep with at night. I never thought that. Yeah, Carrie, am I supposed to think that when I see somebody?
I don't. So I think it's okay if you don't think that.
Let me ask you an even better question. This is even as good as that last one was great, but here's an even better one.
Mm-hmm.
Why does one side of the political aisle seem to be completely infatuated with knowing that?
I cannot answer that for you.
Because I'm looking at it and I'm going, no, I don't think there's any conservative go, I wonder who he's getting with. I don't think anybody says that. I don't think I don't know of anybody who is, generally speaking, a traditional American values guy or gal who says, I wonder who they're getting with. I just don't know.
Right. But now in this case, wouldn't you think there's some kind of conflict of interest? I mean.
Now, do we know, is she married to this person or are they dating? I think married, right?
You know what?
Can you find that out for me?
I will, yes.
It's somebody, Malvo, over at CNN, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me know. Jump right in like you always do anyway. I don't even have to tell you. Blah, blah, I'm curious.
I will.
Just let me know.
Really?
So Karine Jean-Pierre is going to be the press secretary either next week or the week after, whatever. Jen Psaki's leaving to go to MSNBC. And it seems to be some sort of revolving door between the White House and MSNBC. I guess somebody who was Kamala Harris's somebody quit that job and now has a show on MSNBC that failed miserably last Saturday. Simone somebody. But this person will come in. I never once thought to myself, I wonder who she's attracted to. I wonder who she's married to. I wonder who she's getting with. I never once thought about that. Are they married?
Here's me interjecting. They are in a relationship, and that is her partner. That's all I got. And they have an adopted daughter together. Partner.
They adopted a child, but they're partners because as far left as they are, they would say they're married, right?
Yes.
I would think. So I've heard people say that she's married, but either way, it's a woman. Is it something Malvo? What's the first name?
Oh, hold on.
Because there were two Malvos over there at
Suzanne.
CNN.
Suzanne Malvo.
It's the mother and the daughter. So this is the daughter, Suzanne Malvo. This is Karine Jean-Pierre's other half. They're both women, so they gay. Now, I didn't know that. What?
Nothing.
You okay?
Another article, it says she is married. So,
they're married.
Yeah, I guess so.
Again, because I don't know if Jen Psaki's married. I don't care. No, I've heard Psaki say she's got a kid, but I have no idea if she's married. And if she has a kid and she bore the child, then I would assume she's not gay. But again, I don't really care. I've never thought to myself, wow, what a stupid answer, but I wonder who she's doing. I never thought that about Psaki, and I would not have thought that about this one. So I think this is another first, right? She's the first African-American BIPOC gay press secretary, I think.
Yes, as first black woman and the first gay person in the role as White House press secretary.
That we know of. You could have had a bunch of gay White House press secretaries who never talked about it.
Correct.
But there you go. We're supposed to celebrate this. Well, it turns out she's a left-wing idiot. And she's somebody who cries racism when there is no racism. Now, why is this important? It's important because when you claim racism and there is no racism, you're actually hurting the war against racism. It's kind of simple. If you say something racist that isn't, you're watering down the belief system of people who hear somebody say it's racism when it really is. It's so completely divisive and horrible for human beings to treat each other like this that we should be very careful that we're calling out true happenstances of racism. If we don't, if we say racism for everything, then nothing's racist. If everything's racist, then nothing is racist. But here she is a few years ago talking about Fox News, or a couple of years ago, talking about Fox News. She's over on MSNBC, which is where everybody goes, I guess, if they're not in the administration. And she's just lying about what is and what isn't racist.
Was racist before coronavirus. They are racist during the coronavirus. Fox News.
I'm going to stop it there. The audio is not grim. I turn it up a little bit more. She started by saying Fox News is racist before the coronavirus, during, after. She's just Fox News from start to finish, according to her. Nothing but racist.
Was racist before coronavirus. They are racist during the coronavirus. Fox News will be racist after the coronavirus. So there is nothing new here. I think the difference is they are all in on being state TV for Donald Trump. Right. And so they will continue to give them misinformation. The danger is, so yes, you have Asian Americans right now whose lives are seriously in danger. And you have their own viewers who can now, the ones who are 60 and older who are watching, this is a health crisis that we're in. This is a global pandemic, as the WHO have said, and they're putting their lives in danger. And so that is where we are right now, is the the danger that Fox News is now, what they're putting out there is going to hurt people. And not-
she's an idiot. She's an idiot. She's referring to the fact that the coronavirus was called the Wuhan novel coronavirus, which is what everybody called it originally because that's where it came from. And then, I guess, former President Trump calling it the China virus or the Chinese coronavirus. And then she makes a reference to Americans of Asian descent, Asian American, she says, being attacked as if Donald Trump calling it the Chinese virus was making people attack Asians. She doesn't say that the vast majority of those who are attacking Asian Americans are black. She doesn't say that because she's black. You can't say that because then it proves that Fox News isn't racist. It's maybe the black assailants that are being racist against Asians. But can you imagine making a blanket statement like that? Fox News is racist before the coronavirus. Fox News is racist during the coronavirus. Fox News is racist after the coronavirus, while giving no information whatsoever to back it up. Like, people will attack me on social media. Like Carrie, I posted all those pictures. Did you go back and watch those pictures last night?
Yeah, I did.
You go back and see all those pictures? Pretty nice, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you notice a few people had to just say disgusting, horrible things just for the hell of it?
Yeah.
But I'm showing my mother and I at Mar-a-Lago, and they still could not help themselves because it's who they are. This is who this person is. She has to say Fox News is racist. Just because she was on with Joy Reid, which is such a ridiculous, ironic name. No joy there at all. What's up with Joy Reid and Joy Behar being so unjoyful and still being called Joy? Help me out, Carrie Lucky.
I cannot. Come on. I'm sorry.
All right. Sorry. So she goes on there. Now, this person has been rewarded with one of the top jobs in communication on the planet. She's the press secretary for the President of the United States and for the White House. And she's somebody who lied about people being racist. And again, do I want to stamp out racism? Of course. Can I do that if what I'm being told is racist isn't racist? Well, no, I can't. Because now we're in a place of confusion. And as I said earlier, if everything's racist, nothing is racist. This person is going to do even more harm than Jen Psaki did, and Jen Psaki could not have sucked worse than the sucked. She just sucked at the job. Carrie, may I ask a new thing? I can yell sucked like that.
I think you should more often. Absolutely.
All right, well, read a news story, then I'll do it afterwards.
No, I knew you were going to say something like that.
You didn't know that. You're the one who said it.
I did too. I know. As soon as I said it, I knew you were going to say something like that about me.
What? I would never.
Really? I think you would.
What do you mean?
You would. You know what I mean.
You say it.
Suck.
Mike, I'm going to need that. Thank you. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Mike, I'm going to need that. Keep it right here. We're coming back with your phone calls on this very racist or race-triggering, race-inducing press secretary who's going to do a really bad job. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. Incoming Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is a race-baiting person who has been complaining about how racist everybody who doesn't agree with her is for a very long time, and that's not going to stop once she becomes the press secretary. She's the type of person who, if Peter Ducey asks her a valid question, she'll claim that she's being victimized by him or something. That's the kind of person we're looking at here. And I don't know why, but everybody had to know that she's gay and has a wife. I don't know why that was a thing. Your thoughts about this, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Make sure you stop by. If you don't want to be on the radio, that's fine. Just stop by the website, joepags.com, and click on contact. It's down at the bottom, and that email will come right to me. Carrie, have you ever gone to my website and used that like that?
I don't believe so.
Because you already know my email address.
Exactly.
Have you been to the website?
I have, yeah. Looks good.
I mean, by good, what do you really mean? Do you mean...
Suck! You Barlin sent that to you. I only thought you sent it to me. Thank you, Michael.
What is the matter with you? That's horrible. Why would you say that? Remember you came to the house that time? What'd you think of my house?
Suck.
It's horrible. That is disgusting. What is wrong with you?
Wow. I just said it 5 minutes ago.
You're a mean lady.
Not a mean lady.
Hey, how does Bon Jovi sing in 2022?
No, suck. No, that's not right. That's not right.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
My God. What did you think was going to happen?
I know. I don't know why I did it. I just did
it. Why? 16 years. You don't know what's going to happen yet? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stamps.com does not suck. In fact, they're great. It's a great company, great service, where you can get your shipping done but never leave the house or the office, wherever you happen to be. You've got a computer. You've got a printer. You could save a bunch of money on USPS, a bunch of money on UPS. And you can actually help yourself out during this very, very bad downturn in the economy. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been an indispensable partner for over a million businesses. They give you the access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. Get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off of USPS, up to 86% off of UPS. Whether you're an office sending invoices, Etsy shop sending your products, a warehouse shipping out truckloads of orders, Stamps.com is the mailing and shipping solution that you need. Go right now to Stamps.com, start mailing and shipping with Stamps.com, and keep more money in your pocket every day. Sign up with promo code PAGS, P-A-G-S, for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, a digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Go to Stamps.com right now. Click on the microphone at the top of the page. Enter my code PAGS. Okay. Carrie, how do you think I read that?
Suck.
Dude, what is up with you? You're sick. You're seriously? A sick, unhappy, mean lady.
Oh, I really
All right, let me go to the phone lines. Ben, Michigan, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Well, I was just wondering, are they turning Washington into a circus?
Yes. In fact, they are.
Circuses used to be fun. And they're sucking. They're ruining that for us.
Ben, I hear you. I appreciate that. Carrie, what do you think of Ben's call?
Suck.
Now, dude, you stop that.
That is just mean.
I would not
That's
say that about
Ben, I'm so
our
sorry.
Listeners
ben,
or the
I'm
people
sorry.
Who call in.
Ben, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, listen.
I'm apologizing. I didn't say that to Ben.
I think that you're a mean lady, and people are now finally figuring it out.
I'm not a mean lady. I swear.
Why can't I see you in the thing anymore? Would you hang up on the camera?
No, I can see myself.
It is not connected. You are not there. Oh, now you're
actually.
Back. You were not there a second ago. Very weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the way that you and technology, honestly.
Suck. This is true. Yeah.
Dave, San Antonio, talk to me. Hi.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Living the dream, man. Talk to me.
So I just had 2 points that I wanted to make. I heard earlier today that the new press secretary, kind of giggled when she didn't know who the point person was about all the baby formula. And the second point is, I just don't understand why we have to keep dragging our sexuality into things. Like, what does it matter that she has a wife?
Dave, thank you. I'm with you. I'm not going to drag my sexuality anywhere. Just going to put that right out there. Because, Carrie, I think that would probably...
suck! It would. Yeah, let's not do that.
No
Please
dragging
don't.
Of anybody's sexuality. Please. Because no. That could chafe. That could be
yourself.
An issue. You have to see the doctor. Yeah. Could be, you know
Big
what I mean?
Problem.
It just it could be bad. John, I've got less than a minute, but it's yours. Go.
Just in regards to what you said about her announcing her sexual orientation, I think the Democrats in our society have come to a place where you just get credit for what you are and not what you do anymore. You can get away with anything if you're a three-legged Mexican lesbian who calls herself Frank.
Well, I went to school with her, to be honest. Carrie, isn't that something?
Really? Wow, that is something. A three-legged...
You know how I did in school? Did you know how I did in school?
Suck!
It's not true. It's not true at all. I did just fine in school. You're mean. What do you say? A three-legged Mexican woman?
Lesbian?
Lesbian. Called Frank.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I knew Frank.
You did.
Very good friends. I did not know about the three-legged lesbian part, but...
Yeah, three legs.
Probably the same person, no?
Yikes. Probably so, yeah.
I've got a long interview coming up, so you'll probably leave early. How do you think you did tonight?
Suck. You do suck.
What?
You suck.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Go there, sign up for the newsletter, scroll down to the bottom and sign up for, and send me an email by clicking on contact, or pick your favorite social media and go follow there. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this guy on. He is the now Trump-endorsed candidate for Pennsylvania. Jim, what district is it? District 8, right?
The 8th Congressional.
It's Jim Bognett. He is, again, the candidate. He's one of the candidates running for that seat. It's being held right now by a Democrat, right?
That's correct. Matt Cartwright, who I call Nancy Pelosi's lapdog because he goes to her 100% of the time.
We'll get into exactly why you say that. But there's another Republican who's running in the race, and your primary is coming up in a few days. I thought it would make sense to talk with you. And I was I did not know this going in, but we just talked a little bit. Scranton is in your district, which I think is really, really interesting because every time he can, President Joe Biden says, I'm just a Scranton kid. I'm just a kid from Scranton. I'm a scrappy blue-collar Scranton guy. Does Scranton love Joe Biden as much as Joe Biden pretends?
No. Nobody loves Joe Biden as much as Joe Biden loves Joe Biden. And he left Scranton in the 50s, 20 years before I was born. Joe don't know Scranton. And the people of Scranton are turning their back on Joe Biden. He always says it's his hometown, but he's been in Delaware for the past 70 years and D.C. I mean, Joe Biden was elected to the Senate in 1972, 3 years before I was born, and I'm 46 years old. And what we're hearing from people in Scranton is they want a border wall. They want to return to the America First agenda. They believe in what President Trump was trying to do for this country, as I do. And they're sick of Joe Biden smearing Scranton by saying he's from Scranton because Joe don't know Scranton.
Well, I don't think that, by the way, it's Jim Bognett. Go and follow him right now. It's bognettforcongress.com. It's B-O-G-N-E-T for Congress, F-O-R, Congress.com. He says that all the time to try to endear himself to flyover country, try to endear himself to the Iron Belt or the Rust Belt, whatever we're calling it today, try to endear himself to really hardworking Americans that are blue collar and get dirty and come home and have to take two showers a day just to get ready for dinner. He's not that guy. He hasn't been that guy. He's an establishment politician who every Thursday night or Friday morning goes home to Delaware. He doesn't go home to Scranton, PA. I've seen some men on the street in Scranton, and they don't love Joe Biden. When he says that, am I right in what he's trying to portray himself as?
It's a con, Joe. It's a con. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's Matt Cartwright. Matt Cartwright is worth $20 million, my opponent. He flies a private jet himself. He pilots his own private jet back and forth from Scranton to D.C. And Joe Biden's the same way. You have these wealthy limousine liberals. They've never worked a real job in their life. Just like Joe Biden, Matt Cartwright's a lawyer. He's married to the wealthiest plaintiff's lawyer that sues businesses like my family's. We're in construction.
Okay.
And these guys don't understand what it's like to be working class. They have four or five houses. They haven't worked with their hands in years. I grew up pouring concrete and digging ditches and construction. These guys don't know what it's like to work. And so it's not hard for them to vote against working class people and vote against businesses because they've never had to work.
It's Jim Bognett. He is running for PA 8. He's a Republican. There is a primary coming up in a few days. And you say the guy that you're running against was actually a liberal? He was like a Hillary Clinton guy?
He was the Democrat nominee for Congress in 2016. Come on. He was a Democrat until he was 71 years old. And then he saw an opportunity. You know, it's bad enough the Democrats try to steal general elections. Now we have a Democrat secret agent coming in spending $800,000, which is a lot of money up here, of his own money, trying to fool people into thinking that he's a Trump Republican. But guess what, Joe? President Trump came out and endorsed me a week ago today. I was at his rally on Friday, spent some time with him backstage. He said, Jim, go win this. He had me give the opening speech, called me up on stage. I work for President Trump. I've been fighting for the America First agenda. And people up here are pretty smart, Joe. They can smell a faker a mile away. And my opponent is a liberal trying to pretend he's a conservative. He doesn't support Trump's border wall. He's not for standing up to China. And in fact, he made Hazleton, my hometown, a mecca for illegal immigrants when he was the mayor here. He destroyed my hometown by letting it be overrun by illegal immigrants. And we are going to beat him in the primary because America First conservatives, they can tell a faker.
Jim Bognett, he's running for District 8. He's a Republican out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Let's say I've never heard of Scranton. Somebody just mentioned it to me. They went, wow, what's that place like? Or Scranton or Wilkes-Barre, I mean, that entire district. What's it like? If you had to tell me in a sentence or two, what don't I know about Scranton, PA?
Working class. All of us are the sons, grandsons, great-grandsons of immigrants. I'm Italian-Irish. My middle name's Rocco. We have Polish immigrants. Nice. We have Hungarian, Czech. It's a very Eastern European descendant working class area. We were big on coal. Anthracite coal is what my grandfather mined for 50 years. Right now, we've become a distribution hub. 80 and 81 meet in my hometown of Hazleton. We're 2 hours from New York. We have huge warehouses. We have huge industrial parks. but we're trying to bring good manufacturing jobs back, the kind that we lost to China over the last 30 years. That's what I fought for in the Trump administration. We also have the great Pocono Mountains here. So we do have a tourist industry in Monroe County. And then Pike and Wayne County are the breadbaskets of our district. Great rural areas where we have dairy industry, where we have some great farmland. So it's a very diverse district. We have urban centers like Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Hazelden, and Stroudsburg, but then a lot of farmland and some beautiful country. And more than anything, we're tired of being left behind. We're tired of having illegal immigrants dumped here by Joe Biden. We have ghost flights of illegals into Scranton, Wilkes-Barre Airport. We want a booming economy. We want $2 gasoline. Basically, we want the America First agenda back, and we got to win and get rid of Pelosi and Biden in order to get that.
It's Jim Bognet. Go follow him right now, BognetForCongress.com, and four is F-O-R, and his name is spelled B-O-G-N-E-T. Got the endorsement from Trump. How does that go down? You worked with him in the administration, right?
I did. I worked for him on bringing manufacturing jobs back. How does it go down, Joe? People here love President Trump. Yeah. President Trump won my district. When he comes out and campaigns here in 2020, I gave an opening speech for him at Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport the day before the election. 15,000 people, enthusiastic. I have never seen people come out for a presidential candidate in my area the way they came out for President Trump. And we can't wait to get him back up here in the fall. You know, he told me last week, he said, Jim, this is Joe Biden's home district. Yeah. We have to beat him in his home district. So it's gone over.
I want to know the actual mechanism, though, Jim. How do you find? Does he call you? Does somebody send you an email? Does he just do it? And then you went, wow, look at that. I've got his endorsement. How does that physically happen? How do you find out about it?
President Trump's a hands-on guy. Yeah. I was blessed to go down to Mar-a-Lago for an event and get in front of him and say, Mr. President, you endorsed me last time. I would be honored to have your endorsement this time. And he interviewed me in front of about 80 people that were at an event. We were standing in front of it, and he's asking me questions. And, you know, when the president of the United States starts asking you questions, you answer.
Yeah.
And we knew each other a little from the administration, but he asked me some tough questions. And about 2 weeks later, I got a call, please hold for President Trump. And he said, Jim, I'm 300, and I think he said 67-2 on my endorsements.
Right.
And, you're going to be 368. And you're going to go out and win. You should have won last time. We both had the same thing happen to us in Pennsylvania. You know, Joe, I was up 10,000 votes election night in 2020. And then the mail-in ballots rife with fraud and abuse came in, just like the President Trump. So we need voter ID. We need to get rid of these mail-in ballots. Right now, Joe, in Pennsylvania, mail-in ballots have been declared unconstitutional. But if they're unconstitutional today, they were unconstitutional 2 years ago.
Yes.
I should be in Congress, and President Trump should have won Pennsylvania.
Well, let me ask you this. By the way, I just got back from Mar-a-Lago. There was the premiere of Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2,000 Mules. I was lucky enough to go there and hang out. It's amazing to be there. I'm sure that you had the same experience. But as I'm listening to you speak, if President Trump won District 8, how did you lose?
We got $5.5 million dropped on our head. Mm. So Nancy Pelosi came in and spent $1.7 million saying that I was going to take away programs from senior citizens. And we got outspent by $3.5 million, and we end up losing by 3 points. So President Trump got 52% of the vote. I got 48% of the vote. That little margin of how I got outspent, this time around, that's not happening. We need help. BognetForCongress.com. But we've raised three times as much to this point this time as last time, because people realize this is our opportunity to take back our country.
Candidate for District 8, Republican for the great state of Pennsylvania, Jim Bognet. Make sure you go to BognetForCongress.com and go check him out and assist him in winning this time around. When people in Scranton, in that area of Pennsylvania, when they hear about, we need more solar, we need more wind, we've got to get rid of fossil fuels, coal is bad, natural gas is bad. When you're hearing stuff like that from Washington, D.C., which geographically is not that far from you, from people like Pete Buttigieg, from people like Jen Psaki and Joe Biden, I would imagine the community members you've got there probably cringe a bit.
They cringe and they laugh because they know that it's not the Green New Deal. It's right. The Green Raw Deal. Mm-hmm. It's a raw deal for the people of America. Here in Northeast Pennsylvania, we've been mining coal for 150 years. People have put their kids through college and fed their families mining coal. Now we have abundant natural gas in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania should be the Texas of the East Coast. But we have Tom Wolf and Joe Biden trying to stop us from drilling for natural gas and oil. We have immense deposits of natural gas in the Marcellus Shale. They create good jobs. But guess what? Joe Biden came in and shut down the Keystone Pipeline. He's holding up permits for drilling here in Pennsylvania. We need to exploit our energy resources. We don't want the Green Raw Deal. My opponent, Matt Cartwright, has said he wants $8 a gallon gasoline to get people on the solar and all that. I have no problem with any of those technologies. We need an approach that says we need everything, nuclear, natural gas, coal. We could be the energy source for the world.
Yeah.
And that would get us away from countries that hate us, like Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Russia.
Have you ever figured out, Jim, why people on the left hate natural gas? It's A, natural, God-given. It's there for us, and it's a very clean fuel. What is the issue? And we're talking about, I would guess, in Pennsylvania alone, tens of thousands of jobs. What is the problem with natural gas? Why do you think it is that it's all or nothing? They don't want to know all of the above or everything under the sun. It's all clean or green, whatever, or it's all fossil fuels. There's no in-between. Of course there's an in-between. Why aren't we doing that?
For the wackiest liberals, it's a secular religion. Mm. There's no doubt about it. We know that natural gas is cleaner than some other fuel sources,
right,
and it'll help cut down on emissions. But they're not interested in incremental progress. They're interested in canceling and attacking people. And they're doing the same thing to the natural gas industry. We know it's cleaner than other fuels. You know how you could tell if somebody's really serious about cleaning up the environment? You ask them what they think about nuclear.
Right.
And most of these liberals that say they're for cutting down CO2, they're rabidly against nuclear. Nuclear is the cleanest energy
we have.
Between nuclear and natural gas, we could totally get off of some other fuels, but they're not interested in that. They're interested in making a mockery of red America, of rural America.
Yeah.
And we can't stand for it. And Joe Biden, Matt Cartwright, Nancy Pelosi, for all intents and purposes, they're the same people because they vote the same way. They all have an anti-energy, anti-rural, anti-America agenda, in my view.
He has been endorsed by the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. He's a guy that actually worked with the administration about bringing really good manufacturing jobs back. And during his 4 years, President Trump did just that. A lot of manufacturing came back. You're seeing it now start to piecemeal and leave the country again. So let's say you win, and I want you to win. After November, let's say January 3rd, you take office and the Republicans have the majority in the House. You still got Biden in the White House. You can't really get an agenda done. What do you do?
Well, number one, we're the shield, the protecting America. We're protecting America from the Build Back Better BS, and you know what the BS stands for there.
Yes.
It's big socialism and other things. We stop him from doing that. We start oversight. We bring in all of his wacky appointments, Rachel Levine, who made a mockery of the COVID crisis. We bring her in.
I got to stop you there. Let's go Rachel Levine, who was Richard Levine for 50-some-odd years. Suddenly is Rachel Levine, the first female admiral this and the first female on the cover of Time. But the stories I get from Pennsylvania, forget about the transgender stuff. The stories that I heard out of Pennsylvania was that Rachel Levine got mom out of a nursing home before bringing COVID patients into a nursing home. When you heard this person was going to be in some form or fashion in Health and Human Services, what did you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I went on Tucker Carlson in May of 2020 and attacked her because she took her mother out of a nursing home while 5,000 Pennsylvania seniors were dying. And it's really sad because I have no problem with her trying to protect her mother.
Right.
But what about our mothers and aunts and grandparents that were dying while she was worried about her mother? What they did with nursing homes here in Pennsylvania was horrible. Governor Wolf is the worst governor ever. He appointed people like Buchbar, the horrible Secretary of State, and Levine. What did I think? I was glad that she was out of Harrisburg, but I was very, very outraged that she was going to be in D.C. where she could hurt the whole country and do to the country what she's done to us. You know, Joe, I say all the time, if you still think children should be in masks, you should be in jail, not in charge.
I'm with you. I agree with you. Jim Bognet, go to bognetforcongress.com, BOGNETFORCongress.com. Go support his candidacy. He's a candidate for Pennsylvania 8, and he's a Republican. We just had a vote last night or something that was another $40 billion going to Ukraine. The vast majority of Republican members of the House, although I think 67 said no, said yes to this. Well, we see a shortage of baby food in our country. We see hyperinflation that's at 8+, maybe even 10%. And we're seeing gas prices. I was just in Florida. They're $4.30 there. I'm in Texas where we have all the oil. It's $4 a gallon here now. It's $8 a gallon in California or 7 or something. So if you were in Congress last night, would you have voted to send $40 billion of taxpayer money to Ukraine, who we support? We don't want Ukraine to be attacked by Russia. Or might we actually focus on Scranton?
Well, I start from the premise that anything the Democrats are pushing for, it's probably wrong and I should vote against it. So that's my premise.
Good.
So when Nancy Pelosi puts a piece of legislation on the floor, I'm very, very likely going to vote against it. That's number one. Number two, nobody got a chance to read that legislation.
Right.
If you heard from some of the guys down there, they were jammed with that. We don't even know what's in that legislation. I was reading through some parts of it today. It was pork. It was ridiculous. Believe me, I think we need to support the Ukraine in the sense of we don't want to see a country smashed to pieces.
Right.
But $40 billion with all the other things we have going on in America today, that seems a little bit excessive. We have $5 trillion of spending by the Democrats, deficit spending, in 17 months. That is shocking.
No, it is.
Shocks the conscience. We need to go in and just start wholesale getting rid of layers of bureaucracy, rescinding this spending. We can rescind spending. That would be first on my agenda next year. We need to get rid of some of this amazing deficit spending. Why do we have inflation, Joe? Because the Fed kept interest rates too low and because the Democrats spent $5 trillion that we don't have. And hence, we have inflation, which is hurting people in Scranton and Wilkes-Barre very badly.
And by the way, the lockdowns lasted too long. I know President Trump would have let us go back to work and start the economy up way sooner. The whole mask garbage. And we're in such a disarray right now to send $40 billion to Ukraine. And again, we've already sent $4.5 billion. It's not like we haven't done anything. We've already sent a bunch of money over there to send $40 billion. And this is on the heels, Jim, of the left complaining about Elon Musk spending his own money on Twitter. That money could have been used so much better, help the homeless, lower the inflation rate. But when the government does it with your money and mine, we're not allowed to say anything. It's very strange. Last question for Jim Bognet. Go to bognetforcongress.com. You get into Congress, and again, I'm going to do my best to help you get in there. You get into Congress. Are you promising right now, as people watch and listen, that you're going to do what you say you're going to do? Here's the problem. Jim Jordan actually wrote a book called Do What You Said You Were Going to Do. People get to Congress, and they change everything about who they were because they want to get along with everybody. Are you okay with not getting along with people to make sure that you do what you say you'll do?
Oh, 100%. We're a flinty people up here in Pennsylvania. We're not afraid to fight for what we believe in.
Good.
I was honored. Jim Jordan came out and endorsed me yesterday. That was a big honor to me because he's been a fighter for conservative values and America First values for a long time. Listen, this is not the best job that I'm ever going to have. If the best thing that ever happened to you is getting elected to elected office, we don't want you in elected office. We want people that are going to go down there and serve. I've signed the term limits pledge. U.S. term limits pledge. Anybody who wants to make their job in Congress is the exact wrong person to be in Congress. We want citizen legislatures. You know, if you read Madison and Hamilton and the Federalist Papers, the whole government was supposed to be guys that went there 6 months out of every 2 years, passed good laws, and then went home and lived under the laws they passed. Instead, you have people going to the Imperial City and thinking that it's a vacation. Let's hang out, have a good dinner. We don't want that. We want people that will follow through, build the wall, make China pay, support law enforcement, and fight back against the corporate media and the liberals.
Good stuff. It's Jim Bognet. Go to bognetforcongress.com. I wish you nothing but the best. He's running for Pennsylvania 8. He's a Republican. He's got a primary coming up in a few days. We hope you get through that. We think you will, and then hopefully you'll do well in November. Jim, come back. I appreciate you coming on.
Joe, thank you, and thanks to all your listeners for keep fighting for America.
You bet. All right, we're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
That's going to do it for tonight. Have a great night. Thanks. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.